What's up? How's it going, guys?
Self-isolating, as always.
Yeah. So, are we going to address what happened last week?
Nope. Move on.
Feel free.
Okay. Well, Narayan, he put into the group chat that he was going to have dinner with some friends last minute, either on the Thursday evening or the Friday morning. And then...
I'm glad you actually decided to talk, because I'm going to call you out here. You flag Keelan on for doing exactly that.
Yeah, I do.
You flagged Keelan off for doing exactly that, and then you did it. Yeah. A little bit hypocritical.
I'm a hypocrite. I don't really care. I don't know what you wanted me to think. If I was you thought I was going to defend what happened. No. That was a dick move of me.
I just wanted to call you out. Like, the second you put it in the chat, I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, I don't mind. I've still been here more episodes than both of yous, technically.
Oh. Have you?
Yeah, because yous never fucking recorded one. So, technically, I'm still in more episodes than both of yous.
I think I've only missed, like, one or two.
No, I think you've missed more than that now.
I don't know. I'm going to go back. I'm going to check. That's a lot of podcasts to listen to.
Someone there could probably tell you.
Yeah. That's effort. Anyways, yeah, continuing.
So I'm playing Apex, just in case you hear me, like, fighting for my life multiple times.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's intense right now. My teammates are shit. I miss playing with Alex sometimes, even though Alex is a knobhead.
What do you mean I'm a knobhead? I'm good at the game.
Disagree.
Almost soloed a team yesterday. You two couldn't even handle one team by yourselves. So, get good.
I am handling multiple teams by myself right now because my teammates are shit.
Of course you are. Convenient, no one's there to verify. What was I going to talk about?
Fucking asshole.
Fuming. So, I cycle to work. Because I can't really, because I'm working now, I can't walk as much. A cycle as a, like an alternative to being getting my exercise in. And everyone at work has recommended this one route to go. And I've ignored them for months. Because I was like, nah, I'm doing my own thing. Fuck off. Don't tell me what to do. Finally, the other day, I got curious enough that I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll see how that route is. Took it. And blew the front fucking tire of my bike out. So, never taking anyone else's advice ever again. So fucking annoyed about it. I'm going to have to take my bike in to get it fixed. Because it's not just a case of, like, pop the tire off and fix the tube. Because you can't. Because it's just the old fucking tire. Yeah. Absolutely fuming about it. I went like 20 minutes down, and like not even that, I think it was like 5-10 minutes down the path they told me to go, and I was like, oh, this is a sketch route. Kept going along it because I was like, ah, maybe it gets better. They all recommended this, but like 5 or 6 people told me to go this way, it's way better. I was like, you know what, maybe it gets better. Kept going along it. And then I got to the point where I was like, I'm not turning around because that's going to take fucking ages to go back and then all the way up and along. I may as well just continue. Took me to the other side of Inch. You know, between the bridge and the blind bend, just as you come out of Inch, Narayan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there. It took me out there.
That's
good. You're real contributing here, man.
Yeah, this is how I feel every episode.
Bollocks. But yeah, I was fucking fuming about that. I was like, an extra hour to my fucking cycle home, and they blew my fucking tire.
You got fucked.
Yeah, yeah, really got done fucking dirty. So I had to use my old bike to cycle to work. Well, I didn't have to use it. I decided to use it. Holy shit, fucked up. Never doing it again.
Did it not go well for you?
So with the new bike, I can cycle home in about 10 minutes. And I'm fine. Nothing, like, legs are fine, not breathing heavily, like, no problem. The old bike, maybe a third of the way home, if that. I was dying. Like, my legs were burning, my fucking, I was breathing heavily, is fucking crazy. Like, couldn't, nah. Like, I was debating just getting off and walking.
That's bad that you felt like that. What?
Such a shit conversation, man.
Wait, what? Don't come at me with just this, all right? Keelan's meant to be part of this, but he's just sitting there, fucking mouth shut, not saying anything.
Because I don't want to sound stupid and say the wrong thing when I have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, you've just got to own it, mate.
But I'm not qualified to make a comment on it.
Fucking bullshit. Not qualified, my ass. He's just talking shite. That's this whole podcast. This whole podcast is revolved around talking shite.
I'm partially with Narayan. I'm also partially with Keelan. Because, like, okay, yeah, you could respond. But also, Narayan, you may as well not have. With the conversation. I'm just being like, oh yeah. Oh, that's... It's like, you know when you bump into someone you kind of know, like you bump into someone you went to school with?
Yeah.
That's the kind of conversation you're putting out right now.
That's the vibe that you're feeling in the bones. Mate, it's so hard to concentrate on the game.
You're having. It's like, you know, like they tell you what they've been up to and you just gotta be like, oh yeah, that's real. Oh, that's like good for you, man. Like, oh yeah, well,
that
like,
generic conversation of just make sure your mouth is smooth and make sure you've said it all. Make like, sure words are real.
They tell you something they're clearly proud of, but you really couldn't give a fuck. So you've just got to be like, oh, that's dope. Like, ah, oh, that's real. I couldn't do that.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, which also, I gotta say, I feel like, as a society, we should get rid of that conversation. I feel like, as a society, we should all just agree, if you bump into someone and they're telling you some boring fucking story, you can just be like, look, I really don't care, can I leave? And they should just have to be like, alright, fair.
Yeah, it's like vetoed. Conversation vetoed. Too boring.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, it could work like Tinder, you'd just be like, swipe left, no.
I'm not prepared to have this conversation. Yo, my teammate is fighting people, but I don't know where from. I'm just getting hit. I'm getting hit. I'm a really bad sport this game right now.
You're bad in general, man.
Nah, fuck you. Part of the pros.
Oh, jazzercise is up. Or clubbercise or whatever it is. A bunch of my people work go to like a local clubber-sized thing. And they keep inviting me to go, and I keep refusing because I'd rather kill myself.
Wow, that's really not very co-friendly of you.
Good impression of you, mate.
I mean, would you?
Oh, no, yeah, I would,
but.
If the boss of your company, several people you don't like, and then like two people you don't mind, were all like, you should come to this fitness thing with us. You'd be like, yeah, let's do that. Would you be like, no, busy, sorry?
Depends how much I like you.
I just described how much you like them.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to tell Benji to get me a Pepsi Max.
I noticed. I'm saying, like, if the ball, like, so your manager, your manager's manager, and then, like, various co-workers, most of whom you don't like, and then, like, two you don't mind, were like, you should come to this fitness thing with us. Also, it's a fitness thing I think would suck. It's clubber size, so they, like, they turn off the lights and stuff, and you get glow sticks and shit. And then you dance like you're in a club, but it's like set dance moves. And apparently it's an exercise.
It's fucking mad. I wouldn't do it. Fuck that.
Yeah. Like, not only does the people going set, the only reason I would go is so I could get a video of the owner of my company dancing like a fucking moron.
I don't want to say that I would blackmail them with that, but I would probably blackmail them with that.
Oh, I wouldn't blackmail her with it. I would just send it to everyone I know for a good laugh.
Fair.
Also, I gotta say, I don't think that would work as blackmail.
Yeah, maybe not.
Like, I got a video of you trying to get fit and in shape and dancing. Give me 20 grand.
Isn't it weird how some people can try and hold you for ransom like that? Like, oh, we hacked your camera and we caught you jerking off. So give us X amount and we'll delete the video.
See, I was discussing with Ryan about, is there like a Facebook scam that is going around?
I just got another one happen to me today.
I've never had one again. I think what's her face that put me on like the block list. So like no
Vera, just, yeah. Whatever her name was.
Zainab? How dare you forget her?
Big Jack girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's just put me on like the never contact again list. But yeah, it's pretty much they get girls as like fronts to message guys and pretty much try and get them on a FaceTime, and then they get you naked if they can. And they record the FaceTime. And after the FaceTime, they'll be like, BT Dub, we've got you naked, jerking off or whatever. Give us money. That wouldn't work for me. I wouldn't give a shit. If someone did that to me, it just wouldn't work. Because, all right, send my friends and family my nudes. I don't have to live with seeing that. It's not my problem. That's a shit day for my mom. Not so much for me. I'm not seeing her naked. Like, it's not great. It's not ideal. But it's not me that has to live with it.
Yeah, it's not you that I actually happened to.
I mean, it is me that it happened to, but it's not me that has to live with the
responsibility.
The trauma of seeing a family member naked.
Yeah, that is the kind of thing that I could see you being like, yeah, that happened.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I got on, digitally showed my dick to some random Russian woman, and she showed it to you guys.
Would you even do that, though?
No.
Alex would for a joke. I can imagine.
Yeah, for a joke, yeah. Actually, yeah. I'll give you that, all right. 100% yes.
What about
I mean, as a joke, not as a joke, but I have already done that.
What about you, Naz?
Would I do it for a joke?
No. It's not specifically as a joke, just would you do it?
Well, would I send someone a picture of my junk because they wanted it?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
You would.
Don't act like you haven't.
Yeah, I would.
But would you really, though?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Huh.
Like, you think he's been dating a girl online for 5 years or whatever.
No, I just don't get the appeal.
I'm like, not sending her a dick pic.
I just don't get the appeal. Like, do you ever just look at your own dick and just go, well, that's disgusting?
I would never send a picture without being asked for it. That's the thing.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not here whipping my dick out and sending it to anybody without them asking for it. Because even I'm like,
yeah, you're not pulling it.
That's not right.
Any guy who thinks their dick looks good is lying to himself.
Yeah.
Dicks do not look good. But no matter how you dress it up, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't.
No.
It looks like a fucking worm.
No.
Yeah. You know the worm? Do you guys remember there's like a giant worm in one of the Scooby-Doo episodes? They're in like New Mexico or something.
No, do you know the King Kong movie? Percy Jackson.
No.
And
they're
like, and they fall off the bridge. And there's these fucking things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Dudes who are sending out just dick pics at like random, just no. Like, you're lying to yourself. No girl looks at a dick pic and goes, yes, I'm so glad I woke up to that. They look at it and go, oh, Jesus.
I don't like this last 15 minutes. I don't like anything that we've talked about. It's just been a weird conversation.
Nothing dick pic.
Yeah. Well, I can't really think of anything.
I have a topic. Well, it's not a topic, it's a question. If you could stop one catastrophic event in the world, what would it be? Past and present.
I wouldn't.
Climate change. Well, I feel like that's just such a big one that you could handle. Honestly, it's quite a...
Do you think we'll ever stop climate change?
I think we could, interestingly enough.
No, I think we could as well, but do you think we will?
No. Yes.
No.
I think we're going to be doing it very late, though. Like,
I suicidal think it'll be a last minute thing. It'll be too late. I think it'll be too late.
I agree. I think
so. I agree with Alex in a way that it'll never fully happen.
It'll never fully happen. Well, that's depressing. I think something could happen.
Nah, it's not happening.
I mean, there's still people out there that think white supremacy should be, you know, a thing, you know. So I mean, there's still morons out there that, you know, the rednecks and shit that want slavery back and all that.
I hate people like that. I think they're so fucking stupid.
I haven't met one personally, but I've seen a lot of videos on YouTube of, and they're all like, they all have like mullets and they wear the cap and a white t-shirt and jeans and boots. Like, they all have like a certain style.
Right. Okay. You are crossing rednecks and KKK members.
Well, not all.
Not all rednecks are white supremacists. Just like
I never said they were. I never said they were.
Yeah, that's what you're implying.
The ones that I've seen on YouTube are, that's like, what, 2, maybe 10 people?
That's what you're implying, though. You're implying that rednecks are white supremacists.
No. I've seen some really cool rednecks.
I don't see it happening. It's not going to happen. I mean, how many, like...
It's a hard one. Climate change is really hard to...
No, it's fairly simple.
No, it's not hard, but like when people have like an opinion that's like,
it could be dealt with really easy. We all just
but there's a lot of stubborn people out there that just don't care or don't want to acknowledge it.
I think that's what the issue is at the end of the day. It's not that we thingy, it's that people can earn more by not caring. and not by looking at it and bothering with it.
It's like the whole cancer theory, you know, people think, oh yeah, there is a cure, but they don't do it.
Yeah, honestly, like, if we can get a cure for a pandemic, like, in a year, why couldn't we cure cancer if we all just, like, put our minds to it? Like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Because they're different things.
Yeah, but I feel like if you put enough focus in it at the end of the day, it'll be very similar.
No. That's like saying if you can, but if that's like the equivalent of being like, all right, you managed to fix this skateboard, now fix that jet.
Yeah, I'd put faith in them to do it.
Well, I don't know if I could.
I fucking couldn't.
I barely trust this vaccine that they have for COVID.
Why?
I don't know.
Tell me, it really annoys the number of people who don't understand how vaccines and that sort of thing work. It's surprising, especially when they've all got fucking such strong opinions about you.
You went all robot for me there, so I don't know what you're saying.
Yikes.
Can you hear him, Keelan, or is it just
me? Yeah, it's all, like, transparent. Right,
give me a sec.
I find it funny. Vaccination.
That better?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it really annoys me when people have, like, a really strong opinion of the vaccine and stuff, but then, like, have absolutely no knowledge of how a vaccine works or anything like that. Like, because you're literally just basing your knowledge off of whatever you see. And it's really stupid because it doesn't make sense. Like, what was it? Because one of the people at work was like, oh, it's so weird how quickly they managed to develop a cure for it, like a vaccine. And it's like, not really. You can't, like, they need to be quick on developing them. That's, like, that's what they're good at. It's what they do. It's their job. And they're like, well, if that's what they're good at and that's what they do, why didn't they have one before? It's like, 'cause you can't create something for something that doesn't exist. Like, you can't create a tool that will fix a hover bike when hover bikes don't exist. And then also the, like, statements being like, well, it clearly isn't going to work, it's not going to do anything, blah 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 blah. And there's one of the girls, the same girl actually, saying like, oh, what's the point in the vaccine if it doesn't stop people from spreading it? So, oh, fuck's sake. Hello? Oh, I am still connected. That's fine. She's like, what's the point in getting the vaccine if it doesn't stop if it doesn't stop you getting or spreading it? And I'm like, well, the point of it isn't to stop or completely stop or off you getting or spreading it, it's to lessen the effects so it doesn't kill people. Like, you'll have, your immune system will be able to react to the virus a lot faster, and when it sees it, it'll immediately know, oh, that's a bad thing, I don't want that.
Wow, no, man.
Just people are dumb, they annoy me. That's the gist of that.
That sounds about right.
So Scarlett Johansson suing Disney.
I respect her for it.
Fuck off. No. She's nah. Nah, that's obnoxious. I'm sorry, but no. Fuck off.
No, going from the terms of the contract that has been read out, I'm with her.
She's suing. No, I am not. No. She's suing them because they're not paying her enough millions. But I'm sorry. You are...
Well, her wage is dictated by the percentage of the earnings of box office.
So... Yeah, okay. She's still making millions on her... I'm pretty sure she's probably still making millions just on her base salary for it.
Yeah, but this is all what she's due for her hard work. Like, she put in a lot of effort into that.
I'm not saying she didn't, but...
That's
I'm
what
like...
it sounds like to me. It sounds you're annoyed that she put in all this work and she wants to get the full profit. No, when it's going to... The reason she's doing it like this... Disney, which is something that you moan about all the time, is that Disney put out stuff on their Disney show thing first, even when it's out in the cinemas.
No. Right. No. Oh, shut the fuck up. No, my issue with Disney posting shit on Disney Plus is that they charge you 30-odd quid for the fucking movie, when it's supposed to be free. Because that's what they advertise, is all Disney movies for free on the fucking thing. My issue with her is not, she put in all this effort. She deserved it. Like, she didn't put in enough effort. She shouldn't be getting more money. My issue is, she's complaining she's not earning enough millions. Like, it's not like they're paying her 20 quid for this fucking huge movie. They're still paying her millions. It's not going to make like a huge dent in her life to not have extra millions. Plus, I'm sure she is probably also going to get fucking money from all the money they make on selling it on Disney Plus. I'm sure that would have included. It wouldn't be.
I would imagine that they're going by the terms of her contract, and that's why she's suing them.
Yeah, they will be going on her terms of contract. And I assume part of her contract is including Disney, like the Disney Plus.
No, it's not. That's the whole point, from what I understood, was that her contract doesn't include the pay from that. Her contract only includes it from the box office earnings, specifically. That's the whole statement that they made.
There's no doubt in my mind she's definitely earning money based on sales on Disney Plus as well as...
No, I think you're wrong. You'll need to look it up to fully understand it, but...
I know that, but the way you're talking about it is as if you 100% know already.
From what I read from the little mark that they do on it, what's it called again?
Vanity Fair fandom.
Oh, is that where the news article came out? If I can't remember.
That's where I read it.
Fair.
But she's also inspired other actors to also take up this, you know.
It's very specific to her. Her thingy-majigger.
Right, okay. This is another issue I'll take on it, is she's claiming it's a breach in contract because they also released it on Plus. Her contract states that, yes, she does earn money based on box office winnings. But that's it. From what they're saying, that's it. That's not a breach of contract. Like,
The breach of the contract is that Disney... Oh, hold on. I'm just going to pull it up properly.
So if there's something I'm reading it right now.
What's her name again?
Scarlett Johansson. She's suing Disney over the recent release of Black Widow. She's claiming that the studio's decision to launch her first and last Marvel standalone on Disney Plus as well as cinema is a breach of contract. In order to prevent... She's claiming that they intentionally did it so that she wouldn't have... she wouldn't realize the full benefit of her bargain with Marvel.
I think that's fair for her to take that to court.
It opened with 80 million in just the US.
I think it's safe to say that she's definitely not returning as Black Widow.
Yeah,
by making enemies with Disney.
So it's like, it's not like it's damaged her fucking income. Like, she's still making.
Yeah, but I mean,
I think she's in her rights for it, Alex. That's.
I kind of agree with Naz because if it's in your contract and it's breaching it.
But they're not. They're not actually breaching what's in her contract. In her contract states that they have to pay her based on the box office income.
Clearly, they're breaching something if they're making a case out of it.
Yeah. So her logic is that, you know, she could have full earnings off of this movie if it had been released completely in box office only instead of Disney Plus as well at the same time. That's why they're suing for a breach of contract.
But that isn't a breach of her contract. Her contract literally just says she's gonna earn box office.
Yeah, that's why she's saying it's a breach of contract, though, is because she could potentially have earned way more if they'd gone straight to just box office only and not released it on their own platform at the same time. So her claim is that her pay has then been edged off from what it should be properly.
Yeah, I get that, but there's also the whole point, like, they've also released every fucking Disney movie on Disney Plus. When it releases in the box office, it's not just her. They've done that.
Yeah, but she's the only one to actually take a stand.
That goes back to my point that I just said. All the other actors as well are pushing her and are joining with her. The actors that are that happened to, like Emma Stone, the girl that played Mulan, I guess that was on Disney Plus. Cruella, that was Emma Stone. I don't know what other movies they. Put it in Disney Plus because I don't fucking buy them.
Yeah, I'm just more surprised that you seem so against the case when you're never happy that they put it onto Disney Plus at the same time and you have to buy it on Disney Plus.
No, again.
You bring it up a lot over them.
Right, okay, you're not listening to me. I don't give a shit if they put it on Disney Plus. My issue with them when they do put it on Disney Plus
is that you have to pay for it twice.
They're charging you 30 odd quid for a movie I could go see in cinema for $4.99. And then, there's also the fact that they're advertising Disney Plus as a service that you get every single Disney movie for paying the subscription. When you're not.
Which is true, but not true for the new shit.
You're not getting, you're getting all the old stuff for the subscription, but if they release anything new, you have to pay an extra charge. So that is not what they're advertising. That's my issue with when they release something and they're like, oh yeah, also you've got to pay us another 60 fucking quid for this movie. I couldn't give a shit if they released it at the same time. My issue is that they're trying to charge you extra for it.
Fair. Yeah,
like, it's just very money grabbing. Like, give us all your money, mate.
And you don't think it's money grabbing that they chose to release this on the box office and Disney Plus?
A rich company, so either way, like.
It's
both money grabbing in a sense, but.
It is, but I'd rather stand on Scarlett Johansson's side on this. To me, she's a person,
right? And I think Johansson's in the right, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's petty. Like, it's very, like, I just think...
Oh, no, it definitely is.
A millionaire, you've got, like, it's not like she's hard up for cash. She's, like, an aspiring actor.
But you got to put yourself in her shoes, too. Like, would you not, like, if you had a case, would you not take that case?
Yeah.
Because I would. If I had a case, I would take that case.
I'm with Keelan here. Like, you wouldn't take getting slapped for the cold fish. Right, she's not getting slapped for the cold fish. She's getting slapped with, like, a gold jewel, but, you know.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to go well for her, though, because I can't see her beating a billionaire company. You know, Epic Games are still struggling to beat Apple over their lawsuit.
Well, I don't know how it'll go, but it's interesting because there's a lot of shit kind of going in there with games companies. Because, like, the Blizzard thing going on right now.
Yeah, but that's a whole different... That's a whole different scenario, though.
Yeah, but like, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. That's interesting. But I honestly speaking, from just my perspective as a person, if I was on the jury, I'd go with her, Scarlett Johansson. Like, I'd be letting her win that case. I'd be like, yeah, she's in the right. And by the sounds of it, so would you.
Yeah, but like Disney haven't really made too much comments on it, so it's like it's very one-sided. As of right now, yeah, I guess you got to take. I take a stand with Scarlett, but it depends what Disney say.
Don't know what they'll say.
They haven't really said anything.
Yeah,
it comes down to what the other actors as well and what they might say. Because as far as I know, none of them have publicly came out. But they're pushing Scarlett Johansson to fight this case.
Yeah, it's easier to have someone that stands out first and just stand behind them.
But to be fair, though, you know, Emma Stone, you guys might agree or you might disagree. To me, Emma Stone is a bigger name than Scarlett Johansson, but Scarlett Johansson is a bigger name to Disney than Emma Stone. I don't know.
I could see why you'd go that way, yeah.
So if Emma Stone made the case that Scarlett Johansson's making, I think it would just be a pushover. But I think because it's Black Widow, you know, I think the loyalty that she had for the 10 years, or coming up to 12, I guess now, I think Iron Man 2.
I think that's going to be an issue.
I'm not a lawyer. So.
I think, honestly speaking, like Alex and myself, we went to go see the movie, and I fucking enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, it's a very good movie, but for a very good movie, she wasn't, to me anyway, she wasn't the star of the movie.
No, it was more the family. It felt a lot more like building up her sister.
The dad and the sister to me. I feel like that they were the stars of the movie. Rachel Weisz, she was also very good in it, but you know, compared to the sister and Hopper, I don't think she was.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was enjoyable. It was enjoyable. The whole family dynamic. It was quite entertaining. Not what I expected. I said to Alex afterwards that I'd have preferred it if it came out before Infinity War.
It was definitely long overdue.
I don't know. I don't think it was. I don't think. Yeah.
I'd have cared about her a lot more when she died.
But did it come out at a right time, or did it come out too late? Like, what?
It definitely came out too late, but I also don't think it would have fit in very well anywhere else.
Yeah, because it had to set up Hawkeye, and it would have made the Hawkeye thing seem so long.
Yeah.
Which is coming out this November, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I just think it... It's a bit of a lackluster movie for me.
Huh.
I don't know. Like, it wasn't.
It's definitely not one of the best ones. I will give it that. But I thought it was a very good one.
It didn't really. No, well, it didn't stand out in any way to me, really. Like,
I think it was the performance of the sister, Florence Pugh. I think she standed out the to me anyway the most.
She had some good jokes. I liked the "this is a good way to die" joke.
Yeah.
Quite enjoyed those.
It's just very stupid. I don't know. Also, like, there's no like will they won't they to the movie. Like, most of the Marvel movies, obviously we know they're gonna win, but there's still that like bit of like, oh, they could lose it. Like, they might lose here. There's none of that for Black Widow, because you know when she dies, you know when she loses.
Yeah, but you didn't know that vibe for the family, I suppose.
Yeah, but I don't really give a shit about them. I've never seen them before this movie. They're not seen again in the rest of the universe so far. So it's kind of like, I'm not really invested in any of those characters.
I got invested in them. I found them quite likable. Other than the mother. I wasn't a fan of the mother. I've forgotten her name.
I find them likable. I just didn't really have any like emotional attachment to any of them. I just thought, whatever.
No, I built up that emotional attachment, I think.
It's amazing. As a movie, I'd say it's there. Like, that's about it.
Fair. Fair.
Like, I'm not mad I spent money to go see it. Actually, you know what? No, now I am, actually. Because fucking, apparently that wasn't enough money for Scarlett Johansson, the millionaire.
If anything, she's actually asking for less. For you to see it for less. Because she wants it to be in the movies only. And your complaint was that Disney charged £30 to watch on their service. So arguably, she actually wants you to spend less in her movie.
No.
Logically.
No. She couldn't give a shit how much they're charging people to watch. She gives a shit about is how much more money she could be making.
Yeah, but you complained about how much it costs to do it on Disney Plus, and she's there complaining because people are spending too much money to Disney themselves and not to her. So technically,
she's not complaining people are spending more money on Disney. That's not her complaint at all. Because regardless of if you see it in movie or in on Disney Plus, Disney are getting money for it.
Yeah, but they're not getting as much money if you're going and seeing it through the movies.
Yeah, they're still getting money for it. So her complaint isn't Disney's getting money. Her complaint's they're not paying her enough.
Yeah, and I agree with her.
I wonder how hard it would be to talk to the head of Disney. Like, if I had an issue... Go
email them.
No. I mean, if I was Scarlett Johansson, like, if I was in her position, I feel like I would try and contact the head before I did anything. And then I would talk to him and be like, look, man, here's the shit. And he can explain himself, and then I can explain myself. Did that happen? I don't know. Did she just go out and say, lawsuit? I don't know. But it seems like a very American thing just to pull a lawsuit out of the back pocket anyway.
I kind of imagine it is as well.
But like I said, I think it's safe to say that she's officially finished as Black Widow.
She was finished with it before the movie even released.
No, I know, but like a lot of people thought that there was hope. Like, so there's just people out there that think Tony Stark and shit's gonna come back. So why wouldn't Natasha come back?
No. I'm sure there'll be a Black Widow. It just won't be.
Yeah, it's gonna be her sister. Her sister is Black Widow.
It might not even be that multiverse, now, dude.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
So now
I don't know if you guys have seen this. I've seen this TikTok, but like in the last, this is nothing to do with Black Widow, but in the last Loki episode and in the last WandaVision episode, at the 27th minute mark, they both sync up, and apparently Wanda becoming the Scarlet Witch is what caused the breach of the new timeline. Remember when Kang is like, "Oh shit, we just passed the threshold." Apparently, this is the theory. Apparently, Scarlet Witch or Wanda becoming the Scarlet Witch is what made the threshold breach. Because it's weird because the music syncs up, the scene syncs up together. I don't know if that was a coincidence or if that's intentional. I just seen it. And it would be, that's kind of like a little Easter egg if it's. A thing, but either way, who knows what's going to happen to Phase 4.
I mean, I think it is well worth it.
Are you guys going to see the new that Shang-Chi movie?
Yes, that looked great.
Yeah. I saw the trailer for that, and I was like, oh, damn, this looks pretty good. Yeah, so Shang-Chi, Eternals, and Hawkeye, I think they're the next three things that are coming this year. So, and then after that, it's like, it's going to be a Star Wars blip again. And then it's going to go back to Marvel again. And then it's going to go back and forth.
I just entirely kind of like, I'm over Star Wars completely.
No, I'm heavily invested in the whole Mandalorian stuff. Now with the whole Grogu stuff and that whole period. But I really wish the sequel trilogy just... I really wish they didn't fuck that.
I'm done with Star Wars. Like, I'm not interested anymore. I'm not even keeping up with Bad Batch or whatever the fuck.
I couldn't really give a shit about Bad Batch either. I mean...
I watched like 6 episodes, and I just don't care. I just like, you've released too much shit now. I'm over it. Like, at least Marvel has been fairly spread out.
They've got the pacing down a lot better.
Yeah, everything with Star Wars is like, here's another one, here's another one, here's another one, here's another one. I just don't give a shit now. Like,
There was like 5 months between that and The Mandalorian, so how much fucking pacing do you want?
No,
every
like they're
constantly there was a new Marvel show this past 5.
No, but they're constantly announcing new shit for Star Wars. Like, isn't there like 6 shows or something fucking coming out for Star Wars?
Yeah, but there's like fucking 6 Marvel shows also coming out.
I don't know. It just feels like there's a shit ton more Star Wars stuff.
I mean, I don't disagree, but I'm pretty sure there's less.
Also, a lot of the Marvel stuff, the Star Wars stuff is shit as well. Like, Mandalorian was good. That's about it.
Yeah, Mandalorian is very good. That's the problem. They keep giving it to the wrong people.
Before that, it was the prequels.
I mean, you have to blame. I'm not going to say that person's name.
I don't really care about it. Whereas like Marvel, okay, yeah, they do release a lot of stuff, but I think they've got the pacing down a lot better, and what they release is actually enjoyable to watch.
I'm looking forward to the Eternals. You know. It's got Angelina Jolie, Richard Madden.
Kamal Nair.
Yeah. So.
I think it's Kamal Nair. I think that's his name. Very, very sorry if that is incorrect. That is so far away. What the fuck?
Well, I think that comes out. I don't know when it comes out. It comes out this year anyway, in the next few months.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So yeah, there's that. So I don't really know. There's not a lot of shows that can really keep up with it. Like, do you think the Lord of the Rings show spinoff? Do you think that's going to keep up with what Disney are doing?
No,
or what HBO is doing with the new Game of Thrones stuff.
I think it'll do well. I don't think it's keeping up. No, not a chance.
Well, Amazon are very heavily invested in it. I think they spent like $1 billion on it or something like that. Something crazy.
They got the money to burn.
Do they, though?
Yeah.
They're Amazon.
Even if it flops?
Amazon have the money to burn. Yes.
Yeah, but even... Yeah, but for like no reason, like just for a bit of crack. Oh, yeah, let's make a video game. Yeah.
Fucking yes!
It's a fucking multi-billion.
Fucking what's his name? Didn't he just go to space or some shit?
Yeah, he did. He did.
I'm sure if he can go to space for fun, he can afford a fucking TV show.
It just seems like the natural progression.
And in his bank account, in the slightest.
Well, actually, he gets paid nothing. He avoids taxes by paying himself nothing.
He donates all generously. His company donates to him generously.
That's pretty much how he pays himself, is it's through a donation that he takes in. He pays less tax in every country.
That is so annoying, but also at the same time, I hate that I kind of respect it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel respectable at all.
No, it's scumbaggy. Like, completely scumbaggy.
And our scumbag of the day is Jeff Bezos. The guy with one word that could end this show. Well, it's not like there's anybody that actually listens to this show, but, you know.
Whoa. Speak for yourself, man. People listen to me.
I feel like after listening to you, there's absolutely no way I'd want to listen to you again.
So apparently Kevin Feige just made a statement about how he's standing with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. So judging by that, you would think that she's got a winning side in her. So if she dies, do we blame Disney? Like, if she just dies somehow, like a car crash or something, like, and I don't know, that's god awful of me to say, but that would scream conspiracy theory, right?
I mean, not really, because Disney have like an unlimited resource of money. They have a monopoly going, so I don't think there's a reason why they should kill Scarlett Johansson.
I mean, if you're that would be like such an easy way to deal with it.
If that was like a whole reference to like
no, but like
a situation, that they're two completely different situations.
But the equivalent to, like, that to me is like you killing someone because they took a pound from you. Like,
I'm not saying I'm a great guy.
Like, they just it's not enough money for them to give a shit about.
Yeah, it's back money. It's fucking back pocket money for them.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like money you drop under the couch and you're just kind of like, ah, I'll get it when I move.
Do you think Disney that we know now would be still the same Disney if Walt Disney was alive?
No. 100% no.
There'd be no Jewish people in it.
Adam Sandler's career wouldn't exist.
Who's?
Adam Sandler.
Why?
I feel like Disney would buy his career off and just break it.
What has Adam Sandler got to do with Disney, though?
I don't know. I just imagine Adam Sandler's a Jewish man for some reason.
Is he? I mean, he probably is, but I don't.
Yeah, I think he is Jewish. But yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
And Disney was not the nicest fella to.
Okay, he didn't work for Disney.
Does he not? Was his career not essentially started by Disney?
No, Happy Madison, his own company.
Yeah, his own. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good on him.
Everything is Happy Madison that he's pretty much in. I think everything except for that Amazon movie he did with the Coen brothers. I think that's the only thing that's not.
Good for him, man.
He made a lot of money off that, too.
Okay, like, I think.
I missed what Keelan said.
I said he made a lot of money off that. Like his own shit.
Yeah, I suppose when you're smart like that, you got the comedy for it.
Naj, are you guys gonna move, by the way, Naj? Because you're gonna get murdered.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, all his stuff is off his own back. Like, did very well for himself. I don't know. I don't know where Disney would be without Walt, like, or with Walt still, whatever. Same thing. It's a why that I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't seem worth taking the time to figure out. Seems like a lot of effort.
The last Mickey Mouse thing that came out? I swear to God, I haven't seen that fucker in a while.
There's a new one just released. I don't know what it's about, but there's a new one just released.
Damn.
There's something about like Mickey and the female one, Minnie. Definitely newer.
Like three Mickey Mouse voice actors.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it's yeah. There's only been three. Could be wrong, but I'm pretty certain it's three.
Could tell. I don't know. Corporations are weird.
But they are.
Like,
what?
They're scary as well because they have a lot of power over you, depending on your position. Like if it's a
job. Yeah. They can ruin your life very easily. All right, one second you're chilling, the next second they're like, I own you. Thanks.
Pardon me. I imagine that power really fucks with people.
I mean, I guess this is a great segue to go into the whole Activision Blizzard stuff, I guess. So, Activision Blizzard and their frat house
ways,
I guess, have took it against their female employees. They harass a lot of them for no reason at all. I don't know if you guys have seen the Cosby suite.
On mad. Can't even finger a girl at work now.
Damn. Can't say I approve of that. But I don't know if you guys have seen the Cosby suite. You guys seen that?
No, what? I haven't.
So basically it's this group of Activision Blizzard employees, I guess. And they have this shrine of Bill Cosby there.
Okay.
And it is just horrible. Like,
all it sounds disgusting.
All of them, like, they all look drunk. They all look just not, you know,
not human.
But I think the CEO of Activision, his name's Bobby. I don't know his second name. I know his first name because his name. He came out, made an apology, how things need to change. There was a massive Activision Blizzard walkout the other day. Good on the women, I guess. Got to make a stand on idiots that are trying to manipulate and control your workplace. Would that be the word?
That's your mom.
I think it's awful. So if that's just coming from Activision Blizzard, God knows what the other companies are doing, you know, like Ubisoft, EA. In an ideal world, I just hope that they're all not doing it and it's just an Activision thing, but it's, you know.
Realistically, it's not.
We don't live in that world, unfortunately, so.
People are garbage.
People are shitty people.
Yeah, that is fact, unfortunately.
Well, I don't got much more to say than that.
Yeah, I don't. It's a rough topic to discuss.
Let's move on to a good topic. Arthur is finally shutting down.
Whoa! That's not a good topic.
I know.
Bro,
I was rolling into a punchline, but you fucked it up, so it doesn't matter. Arthur is finishing up after its 25th season.
Yeah, something like that.
To be honest, that is kind of depressing. I remember I used to come home from school all the time, see BBC, and it's like, hey, what a wonderful
time to say, hey,
oh, man.
Get around to work and play and get along with each other.
I haven't watched Arthur in a long, long time. Like, I cannot tell you the last time I watched
it. Life getting closed.
The depression. It's funny because I asked my brother Aiden. He is 9. He was born in 2012. I asked him if he knew who Arthur was, and he didn't.
Yeah, I never really watched it as a kid. I'm not really invested.
I mean, I wasn't really invested either, but it was like a show that I knew that I watched, sort of, you know, like, oh, it's Arthur, you know, like that.
Hey, Arthur.
Hey, Arthur. DW.
I know there's memes, that's about it.
Yeah, with the fist. Yeah, so that's unfortunately coming to an end. I don't know if there's a specific reason. I don't know if they've just run out of ideas or if it's a money thing. I'm not really too sure on what happened there.
No idea. I assume it's just they're bored of it or they're getting rid of it. Whatever.
I don't even know who owned them, so, you know.
No
idea. It used to be on CBBC, like, so whoever owned that, I guess, to be, you know.
Blue Pier or something. I don't know.
And I say, hey, hey, what kind of day? Goddamn, Arthur.
Constraining so hard right now. Now, you know what I've been getting into recently? A TV show called Castle. Great show.
Oh, never heard of it. Who's
in it? It's got Nathan Fillion.
Oh.
Yeah. Probably Data a bit. Like, he's the main character in the show.
Nathan Fillion is badass.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Pretty cool dude.
That's who I wanted. That's who I wanted Nathan Drake to be, but, you know, we all don't get our wishes.
Who's Nathan Drake?
Yeah, I didn't think you'd know him. Tom Holland is playing Nathan Drake in the new Uncharted movie.
Oh, okay, yeah, I do know that, vaguely.
Yeah. Look, I really like Tom Holland, but I don't want this to sound like a dick, but I didn't want Tom Holland to be Nathan Drake. I didn't even want Mark Wahlberg to be Sully. I don't know if that was just Sony saying we've got money and we're gonna put it on big names. And sometimes it's not always about big names.
Ooh, a grenade.
Like, what happened to the days where, you know, you'd get Game of Thrones and you would hire a mixed mash, so, like, you would get actors who were new to the acting world, but you would also have other actors that were experienced, like, you know, Charles Dance and Peter Dinklage and, fuck, Kit Harington. I think he just finished drama school and he went straight into Game of Thrones. You know, like, fuck's sake. I don't know what happened to those days. Now we just splash money on whoever the fuck.
Everything is forced to become a huge production, so everyone has to step up their game. Can't take risks on random newbies who don't really have big chops under their belt.
I mean, a good majority of that Game of Thrones cast were new people, though. Any of you guys watch Doctor Who?
No, never.
Yeah, me neither. Well, the new one is coming to an end.
One? What?
Yeah, so is it Jodie Whittaker? Is that what you call her? That's going to be her last.
Oh, the first female one.
Yeah, that's going to be her last season as the Doctor. I don't know who's coming in next. Normally there's rumors, but I'm not really sure who.
I've not heard anything about it.
I mean, I've never seen Doctor Who, but I'm always curious to who's going to be in the role. Yeah. Doctor Who.
No, I've never really been into that sort of thing. I think the closest I got to watching that show was, oh, no, I did actually. I watched the Weeping Angels episode. Because it was meant to be, like, terrifying, apparently.
Yeah, I've never seen a Doctor Who.
That's the only one I've seen. I don't find it that interesting. I'm trying to think what it'd be like.
I mean, there's nothing much really happening in the world right now.
No.
So.
Oh. I'm trying to think of what else has been going on.
Yeah, literally nothing has happened.
Not really. Yeah. I honestly can't think of anything like recent that's like big that's dropped.
Well, this podcast is something.
I mean, Narayan's not exactly helping.
I think Narayan's fucked off.
No, I didn't realize I was muted. I was speaking through that whole time, and I just thought you guys didn't want to speak to me. I've just clicked that I've muted myself for I don't know how long. Fucking idiot. Oh, Lord. I was, like, wondering why none of you guys were replying to me. I just thought you...
You've just not spoken to us at all.
No, I've just been on mute for like the last god knows how long.
Which means you've not spoken to us at all.
Not how I would word it, because I have been speaking. You've just not heard any of it.
I'd still count as not speaking to us. You're speaking to yourself, not us.
I think I might just end this call with a sergeant.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Keelan, back me. Am I wrong?
What's the argument?
That him talking on mute isn't talking to us.
I mean, how is it? How are you talking to us if you're on mute?
Exactly.
Because I was talking. You just couldn't hear me.
But you're not talking to... Okay, but if... All right.
No.
If
I'm in my room... I know what Naz is trying to say.
I get what he's trying to say, but like the logic, if I'm in my room and I'm speaking to you, Ryan, but I'm not on call with you or anything, I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking to myself in my room.
Go say that again.
If I'm sat in my room and I'm acting like I'm talking to you, like I'm addressing you, whatever, I'm not talking, and you're not here, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to myself. I'm just acting like I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but this is different. Because I can actually hear you guys, and I'm trying to talk to you. You just can't hear me because I'd muted myself.
I stand by my logic. You weren't talking to us. Also, in that definition, you said trying to talk.
Yeah, which I'm trying to talk to you.
Which thereby means you weren't talking to us.
I guess. Yeah.
There we go. All right. Well, I'm good for this podcast. I'm happy. Ryan conceded my point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very rare occasion that happens.
I just can't be bothered with it.
Finally worn down. Only took 10 years.
Nah, I've been worn down for a long time. But this is like being completely worn down. I think it was the bullshit that happened on Apex. It just kind of wore me down while I was doing it.
Yeah, I don't know what you were really going for there. Like, we all backed, because...
Well, you were backing while I was trying to get my shield up. And when I was getting my last one done, it got stuck on that screen when he came around the corner. And even though I pressed triangle to cancel it, it was stuck. So I was fucked.
Why would you try and play a competitive game whenever you're doing a podcast anyway?
Just get the points. It's not like I'm actually good at the game right now.
I mean, I do it because I can also talk and play. I don't know why.
I mean, so can I, but like...
Ryan cannot multitask.
I mean, I could tell the whole episode that Naz is just not in the zone because he's too busy playing fucking Apex.
It's a good game. Highly recommend.
Yeah, a minute I could tell was when I tried to have a conversation with him and went, yeah, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I noticed that myself.
You know, I'm like talking to a wall sometimes.
Wait, are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were ending.
Oh, no. I was just being petty.
Yeah.
I was being petty and like, nobody really.
That was well,
Yeah, that's what I thought, Ryan. But then Keelan was talking like the podcast had ended. So I was like, oh, maybe he did end the call. Like, he did end the recording.
No, it's still recording.
I must have just missed it.
Well, I just left it on record, you know. It's 6 and a half a dozen.
Fair enough. I'll be honest, Ryan. Really phoned in on this one.
Yeah. I had a feeling that I would phone in on it. Well, to be fair, I did try speak. I just didn't successfully do it. Don't know how long that's been happening.
Okay, but I would argue at that point you should probably go, maybe I should close this down then. Focus on the podcast.
No, because we were doing really good.
I mean, no, your first one was shite.
My first what? Game? You have no idea how the first game went. I've been playing it since the start.
And yeah, I know you have. And how did it go?
It went reasonably. I think I got 6 or 7.
So shite.
No, that's quite reasonable for me.
Not a top 5, bro.
First place, sir, doesn't matter.
First place, sir, doesn't matter. Okay, if that's the case, it's only mattered 18 times for me.
I mean, that's how battle royales are meant to work. You're meant to win, is it not?
Yeah,
but... I mean... Yeah, but also the point of it is it's a difficult thing to win.
Yeah, so first place, so it doesn't matter.
Nah, I'll take top.
That's my logic when I play Battle Royales. First place, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, no. I mean, yeah, you're going for the dub, obviously. No, I'm...
You cut out for me there. I've got no idea how about finish.
Actually, if I get top 3... I'm happy.
So you'd be happy if you got top 3?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. That'd be salty.
Yeah, no, you would. I've got a feeling that's why you don't play Apex as much.
That's why I don't play Battle Royale games as much. The only Battle Royale game I play is PUBG. The reason why I play PUBG is because I know that I can it's the progression system, I guess, that keeps me playing PUBG. But I haven't played PUBG in months.
You know who you are?
Who?
Ninja.
I'm Ninja.
I could see the vibe that you're going. Well, yeah.
Why am I Ninja?
Because me and Ryan here are the scrubs who don't care when we lose. You're the sweaty tryhard who's like, oh, I lost. Wasn't that one of his tweets?
Yeah, I'm not gonna raise my kid to just enjoy a game. He's gonna win a game. Hardcore motherfucker! Can you believe the audacity of wanting to make your child win and do good?
No, but there's a difference.
Oh, like, agreed. Yeah, that's part of what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's just it's embarrassing. That's you, Keelan, though. That's who you are.
I don't think I'd force my kid to play video games in the first place.
I do. You'd have a gun to the back of their neck. You'd be like, if you don't get a win, I will pull the trigger.
If you don't get this fucking dub, I am fucking you right now.
They're sweating and crying. You change remotes on them halfway through as well, just to make it a bit difficult. You're like, great, you've got through the first...
I make them drink, like, 6 liters of G Fuel.
Yeah. You're like, you've gotten through the first 50% of the game. Now you're switching to sword and mouse. Get good fucking scrub. You're pathetic. Yeah.
We've got, like, Astro headsets. Shit.
You play console, fucking dickhead. This cheeky slot, like, cheeky pistol with every time he loses his armor.
Yeah.
Ooh, actually, I don't know if we've talked about it. The Chinese, is it? They're starting a gaming thing, of you can't play after a certain amount of hours, depending on your age. I don't know if we've talked about this yet.
I don't think we have.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, so they're apparently going to introduce like a facial recognition sort of thing on console. And it might just be PC, I'm not 100%. But yeah, if you're under a certain age, like if you're school age and you're up past a certain hour, it won't let you play any games.
That's depressing, but I respect it.
No, how can you respect that? That is bullshit.
I think it makes sense. It's probably a good thing to do.
No, that is a very bad thing to do.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is.
Why?
How is it a good thing?
Because you're not going to have a bunch of...
Just because you get more sleep, extra sleep, to do something else?
I mean, no, it's to try and, like, encourage kids to go to sleep, get, like, the proper hours of sleep.
Yeah, but the government shouldn't be doing that. Your fucking parents should be doing that.
Yeah, but if you pretend like you're asleep and they come in and check on you and they go,
that's just being a kid. That's the whole, that's like, don't act like you've never done that before.
I'm not acting like I haven't. I 100% have.
Yeah, so why would you take that away from future generations? If your son did that, would you not be like, that's pretty baller?
As someone who's done that, I think it would have benefited me greatly to have that block.
Oh man, we're two different people.
I went a week no sleep. Fuck that.
It just sounds like a bad lifestyle choice. First
off, that's on you. And second off, that's on your parents, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I know. But if there was something in place to stop me from doing that, because it was literally playing video games with mates. Like, it'd be like 11 o'clock at night, and one of my mates would be like, oh, let's play this. And I'd be like, okay. And then I'd play that, and then I wouldn't go to sleep because I'd be playing that all night. Usually zombies. And then the next night, someone else would be like, we should do this. And I'd be like, all right. And then I'd play that all night. And then so on and so forth for a week before I finally just passed out from exhaustion.
Yeah.
I gotta respect that.
It sucked. It was not fun. On day 7, it was on the weekend, my mates were like, oh, you should come out. So I went out, tried to play a game of football. I was fucking shattered, so I couldn't. And then I went home, passed out on the way up the stairs. But because I was falling, immediately woke up again, couldn't do anything, and just ate shit.
That's funny.
It was not funny. I crawled up to bed. I then slept for like 11 hours straight, I think. I think it is a good thing to do, because it's at least taking one of the temptations for kids to stay up to ridiculous times away. Plus, it's not like it would affect us, because we're all over the age. I think it's 16, or maybe 18.
Also, it's in China.
Also, yeah, there is that fact that it's in China, so regardless, wouldn't affect us.
It might give our government the ideas, but our governments make good decisions in the first place.
Even if it did, I wouldn't disprove, because I think it is a good thing.
Yeah. Pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
I could see why it would benefit quite a lot of people.
Isn't there a child? You're only allowed to have 2 children, max.
It's really funny. They didn't think that through.
The one child policy, yes.
Yeah, because it's changed to the two child policy now. Because people, you know, still don't listen to it.
Well, no, they did. Just the issue was if they had a female child, that baby disappeared very quickly.
But what if you have twins? How do you prevent that?
I think you're just allowed to have twins. I don't think that, like, the twins come out and they just murder one of them. One kid only, fucking dickhead.
That's the vibe I get on the Chinese.
No, I think it made sense to do because they were so overpopulated. It was a somewhat sensible decision of like, look, our population is out of control. We need to do something to limit the growth. So it did make sense because if every couple can only have one child, that's halving the population with every generation. So it did, in theory, make sense. But the issue then came off that every patriarch wanted a son to carry on their line. So nobody wanted daughters. And then anytime someone did have a daughter, they'd either kill it or just leave it abandoned somewhere. Which, yeah, obviously only having males is a bit of an issue because you can't reproduce with another dude unless it's a test tube baby. And I don't think they're very fond of test tube babies. I don't know if that's fact, but I assume.
I could see it. I think you're on the right track. Maybe low-key racist, but on the right track.
I mean, I don't think he's racist, just based off their general... I don't know what the word would be. Their general, like... just generally how they are as a country.
The vibe that they've given off.
Yeah. But no, I do think they've come out with, like, the idea in principle was sound. It just backfired very badly. And then, yeah, the facial ID thing, I do agree with. I do think that is something that I think a lot of companies should, or a lot of countries should introduce. I found it interesting. I agreed with it. You guys clearly don't, but I think it's good.
I mean, no, I'm for it. I do think it's good. I think it's just a very concerning amount of things could happen if you go down that route.
Like what?
If they're going to start monitoring you like that, there's a very high chance that that's also how they would do, like, food.
It's not monitoring you. It's literally just like a facial recognition sort of thing. Like your phone has.
You don't think they'd be logging that?
No. I mean, it's China, so probably. But I think most countries, no. It's just something to get the age of whoever is on using the console or whatever at the time. And then if it's under a certain age, it stops you from playing games. Which actually, I think I was about to say that they could use that for blocking something else, but I don't want to say it in case it ends up happening.
Like,
age-restricted games.
Yeah, that's easily going to happen with that.
I mean, it would stop people from blaming... I mean, I'm not going to make a comment on it.
Yeah, got it now.
I mean, the whole age-restricted thing is retarded anyway, because they already are age-restricted. So how can you say... It's down to the parents, like, so it's not, like... It's down to the kids are buying the game. So regardless, even if there is age restriction, it's still going to happen. Like,
well, no, that's what I'm saying. But if they introduce facial recognition technology that can get...
Yeah,
they could then use that to restrict you from playing games you're too young to be playing. Which, On the one hand, I do think logically makes sense.
Andy Milonakis, because he looks really young, but he's like 40 something.
That's my big like issue and flaw in that technology is that like some people just have baby faces, some people look older. So it's not going to be a perfect system. It's not going to work. Like, people are shocked when I tell them I'm 23, because I don't look 23 at all.
Yeah.
One of the lads at my work was annoyed about it, because he was one of the girls I work with. She told him I was 23. He went, "Nah, fuck off. He's not older than me." And so later on in the day, I can't remember what we were doing. I think it was like a delivery of some sort. And he went, "How old are you?" 23. He's like, "Oh, fuck off. No, you're not. You do not look 23. He's like, "I know. Eternally, like 16, apparently.
To be baby faced.
Yeah.
A blessing and a curse.
What are you on about?
Yeah. It's a blessing and curse. I at least can grow a reasonable beard and people just don't question me anymore.
Yeah. I won't be allowed to soon.
I mean, you had your mustache gone. You just kept it.
And but I kept shaving it. Like, I kept trimming it down. So it never grew into like an actual mustache.
I mean, you gotta keep it neat in the first place.
Although it does, no, but I would like shave it down like to stubble. Although it does really annoy me how quickly it grows in now. I miss the days of my youth when I'd get like a hair a month. I miss that. That was ace.
I love my beard though.
I'm with you. Beard is everything.
Like when 100%. I go full on clean shaven, like I just look so different.
I don't think I've ever seen you with a beard.
I don't think I have. No.
I imagine it's like gingery.
I mean, it is.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't put many pictures out there. Anyway, I'm not that kind of guy. Like, hashtag.
That's fair.
You've only got your beard because it ages you and gets rid of your weak ass chin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was expecting some denial from that. Fair enough, though.
No, we've gone over this. Anything that I knowingly do, I'll own it.
Yeah.
Oh my favorite God. Thing
is when Susie offended you by the. Cool. Yeah.
Terry Crews is trying to get a Brooklyn Nine-Nine movie going.
Oh, that could end horribly.
Well, I mean, but this is the last season, so why would you do a movie?
Six-season movie.
Just so you could.
That last season that I just watched, it was the recent one, not the new one, because the new one hasn't come out yet. But, mm-hmm. God, it is terrible.
Not great.
Like, I loved Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Season 1 up until... I mean, season 6, I actually really enjoyed when I was binge-watching the entire Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I was kind of depressed when I finished it. I was like, But then when that new season came out on Netflix, I was like, yes, season 7. And I didn't really enjoy it that much at all.
It had a weird vibe to it. I still thought it was good, but it had a weird vibe.
Well, hot damn.
I look forward to the next season, just to see what it's like. But we're coming up to an hour and a half. So let's sign off properly, I guess.
Sweet.
So, Keelan, where can people go to ask when the podcast is missing?
Episode 3, because I'm fucking still at the side of the point.
Cool. And I'd say to Alex, but he's got his mic muted, so we're just going to skip by Alex. And you can hopefully hear us next Saturday at 12 p.m. We've really not been doing good well with consistency, but, you know, hopefully. Yeah, it should be fine. We'll see you next Saturday, 12 o'clock. Peace.